She smiled at Wendy, and Wendy smiled back.
"Can you spare some change?"
the woman asked, coming to a stop a few feet from the other side of the slim barrier.
"I want to go to the convenience store and get something to eat. Maybe a pack of cigarettes. Hey, do you have a cigarette?"
"I'm looking for John Logan," she said.
"That's me. Why don't you come in and get out of the cold?" She stepped on board but stopped at the door.
"Can I see some ID?" she asked.
"Don't trust me?"
"A friend of mine was raped on a boat," she said.
"I'm sorry." I pulled out my private investigator license and she nodded.
"Thank you."
Our flight back to the U.S. didn't depart until the next morning, so Killian and I got to stay at taxpayer expense at the local Roach Motel downtown. The windows were barred, the door was reinforced, and there were two agents with us at all times and two more outside.
"Well, how was your interview?" I asked Killian.
"I didn't tell them anything, until of course they offered me a beer, and then I broke. They weren't too hard on me. You're the one they're mad at. They are pissed at you, bro."